Before he could blink, he was standing in a cool valley watching a young woman gather herbs in a small garden. Above them was a magnificent home built into the side of the mountain. The woman looked at Francis, and he said, "Poppy, is that you?" Poppy told a story similar to Rose's. "After I smelled the strange flower, I found myself in this valley. A troll grabbed me by the arm. I got away, but I couldn't run fast enough. Then a young man appeared and took my hand. 'Don't look back,' he said. 'Just keep running.' We ran from the troll through a secret passage up the rocks to that home up there. I have been safe ever since. But the young man, his name is Thomas, was not so lucky. The next time he came into the valley, the troll turned him into a stallion." Just then, Francis heard the thundering of hooves. A great stallion stopped at the edge of the garden and said, "Poppy, are you okay?" His voice was tender, and Francis could tell that he was in love with Poppy. Francis thanked Thomas for protecting his sister. "Do not despair. I will help you. First I will find Lily, and then I will find the troll and cut off his hair." The stallion stepped forward. "Before you leave, take my bridle. Keep it with you. If you are in trouble, say, 'Grand Stallion, I need you,' and I will run to your side." Francis removed the golden bridle and tucked it carefully into his pocket next to the feather. Then he said, "Boots, take me to Lily." Before he could blink, he found himself inside a dark cave. He saw a woman. She was thin and pale, and she was crying. "Lily," whispered Francis, "is that you? I am Francis, your brother, and I have come to take you from this awful place."